The theater community in State College suffered a great loss last week when actor and director Susan Ridderford Shedd died of cancer at the age of 53. She was operations manager of the State Theater for many years, founded the Nittany Valley Shakespeare Company, and acted in many local productions. WPSU's Christine Allen has this remembrance.
Those who know my history don't like to dwell upon the ugliness. They cherish the fairy tales. They associate my appearance on this plane of existence with the painting by Botticelli.
That's Susan Ridderford Shedd in With Aphrodite by State College area playwright Pamela Monk. Ridderford Shedd was an accomplished professional actress and director, but as she told me in an interview a few years ago, it was a chance event in college that first put her on the stage and changed her life.
They were doing a production of Cinderella, Cinderella at Altoona campus, and Cinderella got sick, and I was running the sound, and I got drafted as a stepsister, and I thought, wow, you can get through college doing this. No math, yay.
Wait, you mean you weren't into theater in high school?
No, not at all. Nope, I was a jock.
Ridderford Shedd turned her attention from basketball and tennis to theater. She graduated from Penn State University Park and moved to Seattle to pursue her MFA and acting career. She even performed on Broadway.
And had to make a decision whether to stay in New York City or go back to Seattle. I went back to Seattle because I didn't want to sacrifice all the things you sacrifice as being an actor, family, relationships.
Then she discovered Shakespeare.
My very first experience with Shakespeare was outdoors at the Carmel Shakespeare Festival in Carmel, California. And I remember, oh my God, it was a Midsummer Night's Dream. It was at night and two giant bonfires on either side of the stage. And they were serving hot apple cider and Carmel stickies. And it was in the woods. And it just left an impression on me. That's how Shakespeare and theater is meant to be. It has left an indelible mark on me.
Ridderford Shedd would be involved in Shakespeare for the rest of her life. In Seattle, she co-founded the Seattle Shakespeare Festival. And when she moved to State College over a decade ago to be close to her parents, she was first a director for Shakespeare at the Palmer on Penn State's University Park campus. Then she founded her own organization, the Nittany Valley Shakespeare Festival, which offered free summer performances and helped kids learn about Shakespeare through a summer camp called Camp Bill.
Susan had extraordinary talents as an actress and as a director.
Charles Dumas is a professional stage and screen actor who recently retired from the theater faculty at Penn State. He considers Ridderford Shedd a close friend.
I got more involved with her because she continued on the Shakespeare tradition with the Nittany Valley Shakespeare Company, a wonderful treasure that we've had and obviously have lost. And she loved theater, but more importantly, she loved people.
Dumas cast Ridderford Shedd as Blanche in a production of Streetcar Named Desire, which he directed for State College Community Theater.
They told me to take a streetcar named Desire, transfer to one called Cemetery, ride six blocks and get off in Elysian Fields.
Well, that's where you are now.
Elysian Fields.
Dumas says she was a central figure in the State College theater community.
We have a small community here. Nobody's getting paid. Everybody is working hard because we love theater. And the person who led that was Susan.
Ridderford Shedd worked as operations manager of the State Theater in State College for many years. Jason Hellerman, a Penn State graduate now pursuing a film career in Los Angeles, remembers her from those days.
She assembled an incredible crew at the State Theater when I worked there, and we were really like family. In fact, when we found out she passed away, I was part of like a Facebook group with 10 people that had all worked there, and I wound up even meeting up with some of the people who are now living in Los Angeles to have a toast in her honor.
Hellerman recalls the time Ridderford Shedd and her husband let him shoot a film at their home in Petersburg.
She had lunch and refreshments for us. She was really like having a big sister. Every holiday, she made sure I had somewhere to go. And even when I moved away, she would send me bags of Webster's coffee or a care package full of books she knew I'd like. The world is definitely a much less bright of a place without her presence.
We have been talking about doing King Lear for a long time.
Charles Dumas starred in Ridderford Shedd's final theater project, the Nittany Valley Shakespeare's production of King Lear, this past August. He said she was in the hospital for cancer treatment right before the show and a couple of weeks after. But still, the show went on.
That's how much of a committed artist she was. Here is a woman who has found out that her cancer has returned. But what she wanted to do was to give. She didn't know at that point that it was the last thing she was going to be doing, but she wanted to give back to this community something that she loved, which was theater.
Shortly before her final illness, Susan Ridderford Shedd had started to train as a volunteer announcer here at WPSU. Her audition was amazing, of course. That was just another way she wanted to give back to her community. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.